It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. As voting gets underway this month, one of the questions on the November ballot is, should California guarantee that 1% of the amount funded for public education be set aside to fund music and the arts in every K-12 public school? This is Proposition 28. And for more on this, we turn to our friends on our local news podcast, The Bay. The host, Erica Cruz Guevara, spoke with KQED's senior editor of Education and Equity, Julia McAvoy.
The state education code requires schools to offer courses of study in 4 arts disciplines to all California K-12 students. But it just really isn't happening across the board.
I do think about that, and that's something I'm really, really passionate about.
I think this is what Angeli Matanzas sees. She's this student I met at Richmond High School in the East Bay, and she's in the advanced orchestra class there.
Like, over the years, I've noticed, like, communities like mine, Richmond High, where it's predominantly brown kids, we don't get the same opportunity as in, like, Hercules, which is, you know, predominantly Asian kids and white kids.
You know, when she sees kids from the Hercules High Orchestra going to Disneyland, you know, at a cost of like 20 grand, and her music instructor, Mr. Wilkie, says he gets just $1,400 a year total for supplies, and that's like uniforms and instruments for 140 kids. And so Angeli sees this, and she feels it's unfair.
So that's interesting. Arts education is required in California, but it doesn't sound like it's necessarily guaranteed. And especially not equally. How did the pandemic affect arts education?
There's this organization called the East Bay Center for the Performing Arts, which serves kids from the Richmond area. And they offer free arts for kids in Richmond. And there's a woman there named Andrea Lundin, and she's the director of programs. And she says this past year, she had so many principals calling from throughout the district,
saying that my students have been sitting in front of a screen for a year and a half. They need to sing, they need to move, they need to express themselves.
And I think that's been sort of the universal, like, cry that you have seen and maybe even helped prompt this proposition.
Can you tell me the backstory behind this prop? Why is it on the ballot in the first place?
So Austin Buettner is the former superintendent of LA Unified, and he is the person who put forth this measure.
Art is not the sprinkles that one puts on top of an ice cream sundae.
You know, I think most people think of arts education just as music classes. And I think what Buettner's trying to say is that when the arts are done well, it's much more than that. The art can affect kids' well-being. Kids can see themselves reflected in music, theater, dance. And those kids' families see and feel this when they come to witness the performances in schools. And they also become inspired and can see themselves validated. So it can be a powerful sort of instrument for the community to come together. Buettner makes the point that arts and music education improves cognitive development.
We know from the research, students who participate in arts and music and have a proper arts and music education will do better in school. They'll do better in math. They'll do better in reading.
So, like, all of these things he feels like really matter right now, especially coming out of the pandemic. And he declares that, you know, California's behind when it comes to providing schools with funding for arts and music education.
Well, let's talk about what Prop 28 does exactly. How would this proposition provide support for arts education where we haven't so far?
It's pretty big. I mean, Proposition 28 would roughly double the amount of funding California gives schools for arts and music education. 30% of that money would go to schools that serve students from low-income communities. Voters would also be locking in that funding stream for the future, since Proposition 28 requires that the annual amount be equal to, at minimum, 1% of the amount allocated for public education. It's not going to raise taxes. This comes out of the general fund, and what that means is these are the funds that are raised primarily through income, sales, corporate, and capital gains taxes, and that's combined with local property tax revenues, and so that's where this funding for this measure would come out of, that general fund. The Legislative Analyst's Office estimated this could raise between $800 million and $1 billion for the arts.
Well, Julia, I want to move into who is for and against this prop? Apart from the former LA superintendent, who supports this proposition? What groups?
Well, the California Teachers Association. And, you know, again, we're talking about doubling the number of full-time arts teachers. So that certainly helps their ranks. We also have the former Secretary of Education under President Obama. This man's name is Arnie Duncan. He wrote the op-ed with Austin Buettner supporting this. He's definitely one of the supporters. And then there's a lot of Hollywood celebs like Dr. Dre and Christina Aguilera, Common, and for us oldsters, Bonnie Raitt, you know, people like that.
I feel like I have a pretty good sense, Julia, of the rationale behind Prop 28. Is there any organized opposition around Prop 28?
No, there is not. But there have been a couple of op-ed pieces in a couple newspapers that have said, this is not a good idea. This is called ballot box budgeting. It locks legislators in. And the budget is flush right now, sure. But there's concern that if and when the economy contracts, the state will be locked into, right, this funding for the arts and schools. And that could end up forcing cuts in other programs.
So how much money has been poured into the campaign for this prop and also against? Do we know?
Well, so far, $9.8 million has come in support of the measure, and $4.2 million of that is from Buettner. Another million, like from Fender Musical Instruments, and another million from the California Teachers Association. And at this point, nothing has been spent against it.
That was KQED's Senior Editor of Education and Equity, Julia McAvoy, speaking with Erica Cruz Guevara, the host of our local news podcast, The Bay. And you can learn more about Proposition 28 and the rest of the November ballot with our voter guide. It's at kqed.org/voter guide. I'm Brian Watt. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.